Welcome to the live broadcast of Tuscola Mountaineers Varsity Basketball. Brought to you by
Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and Haywood EMC. Live here from Mills River, North Carolina, where your Mountaineers are preparing for the conference finals against the Knights of North Henderson. As always, I have my broadcast partner, Charles Allison, here this evening. Alongside me, Ryan Castle. And we have a pretty fun one on hands for us this evening, that is for sure. These two teams have met up twice in the regular season, both wins going over to North Henderson, who actually ended up first in the conference. So it'll definitely be a tough one on hand. We'll get actually to more in that game here in just a second. I have to mention the varsity girls game that we just witnessed was a pretty big one. And Smoky Mountain, who had a 22-game win streak, is no longer having a 22-game win streak. They didn't push it to 23. The Pisgah Black Bears from across the county were actually able to pick up a win against Smoky. They ended up winning 62-59. And I don't actually think I saw Smoky get a lead. No, they had a two-point lead at one point in the game. But
they did, I recall, yeah. In the first half. Excellent game.
Yes.
Great game.
It was a fantastic one. So cross-county rivals of Pisgah able to bring home a conference championship. We'll see if... You know, the other team in the county, Tuscola, if we can pull home one tonight.
Have two trophies coming back up I-26 tonight.
That would definitely be what we're looking for here this evening. Let me give you some stats from the last couple times we've played these guys. Of course, leading the way for North Henderson, and it's what we expect every single time we play, and usually anytime they play anybody, Austin Nelson, he had a low game just below his average at 28 points in that one. So his average is actually 28.3 points on the season. I'll talk a little bit more about him in just a minute. We also had Decker with 11, and really in the first game, there wasn't much other scoring outside of that. Leading scoring for us in that one, we had Landon Henley with 22. And Grayson Perkins, that was one of his bigger games this season, had 19. And then that was the first matchup against them. The second matchup, Nelson, he went off 41 points. We also had Marquise Lynch with 20 and Darren Lammons with 10. And scoring for us, Landon Henley, he had a huge night. He had 33 points, but just a little, not enough whenever Nelson was putting up those type of numbers. We also had West Hoosing with 18 that evening. And that was another loss, 92-79. We lost the first one, 76-64. So we lost by 12 and then by 11. We can't see if we can't cut that down, potentially get it to, you know, single digits, or hopefully we can pull out a win.
Well, North Henderson's got a lot of weapons, and Austin Nelson, a Division I recruit.
Oh, yeah.
Being looked at by quite a few schools right now, and he's just the problem is you've got to he's going to get his.
Oh, yes.
But you've got to try to stop these other guys tonight to have any sort of chance at all against this team. There's just a lot of firepower out there on the floor for them.
That is definitely what you're going to have to do. Let's look at what has been going on so far this season for North Henderson. They're averaging 78.8 points a game, 47% field goal percentage. That's a pretty high percentage right there. Nearly 34 rebounds a game. We actually, both Tuscola and North averaged the exact same amount at 33.7. North gets around 16.5 assists, over 15 steals a game, and also 5 blocks a game. And North's actually leading the nation, or they're not leading the nation, but they're in the top 100 in 4 separate categories. They're 40th in scoring in the nation in scoring average. They're 99th in field goal percentage, 79th in free throws made, and 95th in steals per game. So they're a very solid team all around. And flipping the sheet over to Tuscola, we are now sitting at a 17-9 overall record, 9-5 in conference at the end of the season, 11-5 now if you count the two conference games that we've played in the tournament. We have a nearly 70 points per game average, a 42% field goal average, as mentioned, 33.7 rebounds, 15.5 assists, 8 steals, and 3 blocks a game. Henley's leading the way. He has 19.9 points a game, 12.3 rebounds, a block and a half a game. West Hoosing, nearly 19 points a game now for him, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a half a game for him. Perkins, he's our third leading scorer at 9.7 points a game. Wilson, 8.5, and Curvin, 5.5 points a game. Also, Sutton's the leading assister for us. He gets around 3.5 assists a game. It's an interesting fact I saw for Landon Henley. This is a stat for him. He's actually 69th in the nation in double-doubles for the season. He has 18 on the season, and that puts him at 69th. He's only about two behind where 40th is.
And I would imagine he's probably – seems like he's had a double-double just about
just
every game.
Almost every single game. I mean, if we do the math, we're 17-9, so 26. So he hasn't gotten an eight of the games so far this season. But, I mean, he's just been a fantastic ball player for us this year. And for him to be a sophomore and have a stat that's like that in the nation – he's got some pretty good years ahead of him. I would say so.
The next two are going to be real interesting for Mr. Hanlon.
Yes, it definitely will be. Now we actually have some playoff predictions for you. Now none of these are set in stone. I do want to make mention of that none of these are for sure set. They will get set on Saturday, and whenever Max Press releases it, I'm pretty sure it'll be Saturday.
Well, it'll actually come across the NCHSAA website.
Okay, thank
first.
You.
They'll load them up. If it's anything like football, it usually pops up sometime around midday on Saturday. The schools have a chance to review those seedings to see if there's any major discrepancies in what they think should be, and then usually the final drafts out about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I would assume it's the same amount of teams coming in, so I'm assuming the process is going to be very similar to football. The projections that we have are from a website in Raleigh that is run by WRAL-TV called highschoolovertime.com. They brought these projections out over the weekend, and right now the boys in North Carolina, or at least in the west part of the state, Freedom is considered the number one
overall.
Well, a number one team in the West Pod, as we talked about the other night. Much like football, we'll have four regions: West,
yep.
Midwest, Mideast, East. So they seed each region, but then they cross pod. So you don't play, one doesn't play 16 in the West, one plays 16 in the Midwest.
Yep, it's West against Midwest.
It cross pods the first round, and then as things shake out, it begins to merge. But Freedom is ranked number one in the West and is actually number one in the region also. Pisgah is number 9 in the West, number 16 in the region. Tuscola currently is considered number 8 in the West, and number 15 overall in the region.
Which, if that is how it stands, that would give Tuscola a home game first round, which would be pretty big. The way it was looking early on, it wasn't looking like either team would have a home game. But if Tuscola can pull out an 8 seed, that would give them a home game first round. I'm not 100% sure how much this game is going to matter towards those seedings tonight. We were trying to figure it out.
Well,
it's kind of confusing.
The top team in the regular season is an automatic qualifier.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
The conference champion is an automatic qualifier. Tuscola can get a chance to move up, not only get a conference championship trophy, but also get a chance to up
yes.
their seeding a little bit. And because if you can knock off North Henderson right now is number 2 in the West and is considered number 2 in the region overall.
Yeah.
So if you can get up there at number 8, knock off a number 2, that should get them some extra points in the seeding. So let's hope so. But the interesting thing that I noticed as we were talking about girls here game just a minute ago, Pisgah girls are considered 5 West, 8 in the region. And Tuscola girls right now are considered number 11 West, 21 in the region. So Tuscola is probably is definitely going to go on the road
yes.
based on their seeding. And I talked with Coach Gardner, and this confirmed it. They're projected to play Southwest Randolph. That's down below Asheboro.
Yep.
That's going to be about a 4-hour trip for the girls if these projections hold true. Tuscola's boys team stands a chance of playing Statesville in the first round
at home.
They're a number 9 Midwest seed, so that's an 8-9 seed, which if you're familiar with the NCAA tournament, those 8-9 games are always very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But Tuscola, by being an 8 seed, should get a home game, and interestingly enough, Tuscola played Statesville in the football playoffs first round 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we are familiar with the high school a little bit,
yep.
but hopefully they'll be coming up the mountain to us.
Yeah, that would just be nice if we could pull off a home game. I know a lot of these fans would definitely love it. They would like not to have to travel 4 hours down the road to go watch a game.
It helps, the kids get to stay in their routine.
Yep.
They're at home. They're not, they get to eat where they normally eat,
yep.
go where they normally go. So, of course, the game time is probably going to change a little bit.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I don't know, since we don't have 2 games, I don't know if they'll start the game, 7 o'clock or 6. We don't know that.
I would
sure
imagine
yet.
Probably 7:30.
That's my guess as well right now. However, it is time now for our Dickey's Barbecue Pick Keys to the Game. Everybody wants Dickey's Barbecue on game day. Dickey's is located on New Clyde Highway in Canton. You can call 492-1112 and get some Dickey's Barbecue today. Charles, I'll throw it to you. What's your key for this one?
Well, as I mentioned mentioned earlier, Nelson's going to get his. He's hard to stop. He's a D1 recruit. What we've got to try to do is we've got to try to negate Lammons and Lynch. They are probably the next two big forces on that team. We've got to try to negate them. And also, Nelson, Tuesday night against West, struggled a bit, got into some early foul trouble, and did not – I mean, he still got points, but he did not have his usual game.
Yeah, if we can see him getting foul trouble, I think that'll be a big help for us. My key for this game for these Mountaineers is typically we have Landon and West who's doing a lot of our scoring. I want us to have a third person tonight, too. We're going to need a third person tonight because North Henderson, they have three pretty good players, and Lammons, Lynch, and Nelson, of course. So we have Henley and Westhusing. If we can get a third scorer out there that can produce a lot of points, it'll spread out that floor and start making it a lot harder for these Knights to try to guard everyone out there for Tuscola.
Well, you got Brooks Wilson.
Yep.
He can get hot.
Hopefully,
Mr. Hayden Swanger here lately has come
on
strong in
he
the
has.
Last 3 weeks.
I still just thinking about that dunk he threw down a couple weeks
he
ago.
He tried one Tuesday night.
He did.
Didn't quite get there.
Yeah. I don't think the motivation was quite as high as it was in the senior night over against Franklin about a week and a half ago or so now. But we're getting close to the tip-off of this game. They're first going to do the national anthem. Oh, no, it looks like a... Oh, they're just announcing what teams are out there. I thought they were about to announce the lineups. Yeah, so they're going to do the national anthem. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Only 0.5% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball on their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
VisitNC.com has newly enhanced mobile capabilities, so you can easily locate a spa, look for a beautiful beach to lie out in the sun, or a nice mountain hammock to take an afternoon nap. Mobile technology that helps you get a lot less mobile. That's the beauty of VisitNC.com. Log on, plan a trip, start kicking back. Sponsored by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and Division of Tourism in cooperation with this station.
Basketball continues on Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to the conference finals between your Tuscola Mountaineers and the Knights of North Henderson, being played at the neutral site at West Henderson High School over here in Mills River, North Carolina. Starting lineups for your Mountaineers, we got West Hoosing, Hayden Swanger, Brooks Wilson, Landon Henley, and Jack Sutton. That's been our main starting crew for the past few weeks at least. You know, occasionally we have Lane Curvin work his way in, but he's been a great sixth man for us this year, that's for sure. Coming out for the Knights of North Henderson, who are technically the home team this evening, we have number 5, Darren Lammons, averaging around 8.5 a game. Number 5, Marquise Lynch, he is the second leading scorer on the team. He's silent night for them. He's at 13.5 points a game. Kyle Decker at 9.5 points a game as well. He's number 12 starting. Number 20, Hunter Stackhouse, right around 6 points a game. And, of course, number 24, Austin Nelson, 28.3 points a game, 9.5 rebounds a game. Looked up some stats just for him earlier. He's the 48th scorer in the nation, 33rd in field goals made, and 21st in free throws made, actually, for the season as well. So definitely watch out for him. He likes to drive, likes to get fouled, and get to that line. So you know his game.
He likes to drive. He likes to dunk. He likes to do it all. He's a great player.
You know his game. Let's see if we can't hold everyone else's game to a minimum tonight. That's mostly what we're looking for. The first time we played them, held them below their scoring average at 76 points. Still a lot of points, but for them, that's kind of low scoring for them, considering most of their other games are upwards of 90 points a game. Tip is going to be between Henley and Lynch. Whistle is blown. Refs are getting ready. Ball is up and going to be one to North Henderson. I think Tuscola was ready for that one. Nelson now with the ball. He looks like Tuscola's bringing that 3-2 zone again. Worked for them on Tuesday night against Pisgah. They're trying it out again here against North. That's Decker with the ball up top. Passes over to Nelson at the wing. Takes an NBA range three. That one off. Quickly, Hayden Swanger gets a rebound and is fouled really early on, too. That one's going on Darren Lammons. Anything we can do to get these Knights into foul trouble is good. And it looks like North Henderson is going to bring a full court press to start off this game as well. Wilson inbound it. Looking, gets it into Sutton. He's in the backcourt, coming across the timeline. It's stolen away. Lammons with it. Pass over to Nelson. Lay in good from him. So first points go on the board for North Henderson. It's 2-0 early on in this one. Hayden Swanger in the backcourt. It's stolen away again.
Not
this time, Lynch has it to Nelson. He goes up. Lay-in is missed. Rebound falls to Lynch, though, and he lays it back in. So 4-0 quick in this one after 45 seconds. The press is hurting Tuscola so far. Here's the first time we're across half court. They get it to Westhusen for three for our first point, short. Sutton trying to run down the rebound, but Lynch gets it. Lynch coming down the court, drives into the lane. That should be a charge. They don't call anything. Instead, Lammons takes a three, misses. Westhusen gets the board. Westhusen still in the backcourt. Coming across the timeline now. 4-0 in favor of the Knights.
Little high to Wilson on that pass.
Wilson with in the corner. Finds Sutton top of the key. 6:45 left here in the first quarter. Swanger, 10-foot jumper, short. Henley fighting for the rebound, but Lynch comes away with it. Lynch is quick down the court. Throws it well behind Stackhouse. And it's just going to go out of bounds. So the Mountaineers get... Oh, no. Was it tipped? I didn't even see a Mountaineer close.
I didn't either.
However, they're saying it got tipped off of a Mountaineer. So the Knights will have it on the sideline. Tuscola traveling from right to left on your radio dial. We have 6:35 left here in the first quarter. Mountaineers down by four right now at 4-0. Lynch to Lammons. To Decker for three. Good. 7-0. Quick start for the Knights. Tuscola needs an answer. They get it up to Swanger. He gets it poked out of his hands. They're up at the mid-court line, though, and the Mountaineers will have the ball back. 6:21 left here in the first quarter.
North Henderson so quick, so fast. Mm-hmm. Tuscola having a real hard time breaking this press.
Westhusen. Pass over to Wilson. He drives down low. He's met by Lammons, and that's another foul going against Lammons. That's two. He has both fouls, so he's going to be forced out of the game really early. And a Tyreek Young, number 33, is going to come into the game. As mentioned, it is 7-0 right now in favor of the Knights. We have 6:15 left here in the first quarter. Tuscola still looking for their first points to go on the board. Wilson to Westhusen up top. Back to Wilson to Sutton. Down low to Henley. Pump fake. Drive. Shot. Good. 7-2 the score now. There's our first points falling down from Henley. He had 33 in the last game against North. Hopefully he can have another big one. Tuscola bringing that kind of 1-2-2 press again. It's broken pretty quickly, though, by the Knights. That's Stackhouse in the corner to Decker. Now up top to Nelson. He's over at the wing. Tuscola still running that 3-2 zone. Cross court to Decker for another three-pointer. This one off. Rebound falling to Wilson. Coming down the court, the Mountaineers are. Top of the key, finds Westhusen for three. Can he make it? This one's short as well. He's been short on both of his threes.
Good rebound by Hayden.
He does run it down. Hands it off to Wilson. Wilson back over to Hayden. He pump fakes. Drives. Pass out wide is picked. Somehow Hayden comes back away with it. Finds Wilson. Our threes are off right now, but Hayden gets a steal.
And
he drives
back.
And gets it stolen right back.
And Sutton hustling, yeah. Getting the floor there.
Dives over there near the cheerleaders for Tuscola. Can't save it, though. So a couple steals fall really quickly for each team, and then it ends up being the Knights' ball. We have 5:15 left here in the first quarter. Mountaineers trail by five at 7-2. Nelson up and over to Decker. He's double-teamed. Finds Nelson at midcourt. Back over to Decker. Into the corner for Young. To Decker at the wing.
Decker.
Up and over. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass, but Henley collects it either way.
I believe it was a lob pass, and somebody just didn't read what was happening and ended up being looking like an empty shot.
West Hoosing tries to pass down low to Henley, but it gets tipped out of bounds by Lynch, so the Mountaineers will keep it underneath their basket. It is 7-2 currently in favor of the Knights of North Henderson with 4:47 left here in the first quarter.
Wilson's Sutton open in a corner over there.
Gets it inbounded to Hayden. Hayden over to West Hoosing for three. Can he get this one finally fall? No, 0-for-3 early on
for
West Hoosing.
Slonger.
And we're going to need his threes to be falling down. He's been really solid this season, but so far 0-for-3 from him. For West Hoosing, that is. 7-2. The score after that foul falls down from Hayden in favor of the Knights right now with 4:35 left in the first quarter. Nelson to Decker. Back to Nelson. Still in the backcourt. Back to Decker. Nearly stolen. They find Lynch with it. Decker now has it top of the key, dribbling it around. Calling out the offense, trying to shoo them around. Nelson in the corner for three. Ooh, no good. Thought it was in.
Wilson
rattled out,
rebound.
Though. That's two rebounds early on for Wilson. Not typically known for his rebounding. Sutton into the corner for West Hoosing. He pump fakes. Up top to Sutton. He is as open as you can be for three.
Oh, oh man.
In and out. Henley can't put it back in with the follow either. And Lynch comes away with the rebound. Couple unlucky breaks early on for these Mountaineers.
Shots just not quite. I mean, they're drawing iron, but just not quite going in yet.
3:55 left in the first quarter. Mountaineers trail by five. Nelson drives, misses the lay-in. There's a ball on the floor. Stackhouse somehow ends up with it. Tries to pass to Decker, and Swanger tips that one out of bounds. Curvin and Perkins coming into the game. Wilson and Hayden. Nope, excuse me, Wilson and Sutton.
Hayden Swanger and Jack Sutton out.
A lot of people walking in and out right now.
It's kind of hard to tell. Yeah. It's kind of moving around.
Reese Mercer coming into the game for the Knights, replacing Hunter Stackhouse. He's number 22, Mercer. Decker with the ball top of the key. We have 3:45 left in the first. Mountaineers trail by five. It's down low to Nelson. To Decker. Out top to Lynch. Lynch looking. Get it to Young.
Fall away.
Yeah, little shot is no good. Nelson fighting for the rebound.
Curvin
ends up with it. Henley dribbles, but he misses it. Nelson has a lay-in.
Another lay-in. He's not working well.
Nelson has missed three lay-ins so far this game. West Hoosing on the other end of the court is driving. Finds Curvin. He cuts inside. Gets to the bucket.
That's
bounce pass,
not a pass
down
you
low.
Want to make.
Goes off the foot of either Lynch or Mercer. And it will go out of bounds, so the Mountaineers get the ball back underneath their basket. 3:16 left here in the first quarter. Score remains at 7-2. It's been that way for a couple minutes now. Perkins to West Hoosing. He drives in. 18-foot jumper. He's fouled. Okay. We'll take it. He rattles it in, too. He's going to the line for a three-point opportunity after that one falls down.
That foul's on Decker.
Needed that one for West Hoosing, too. He hasn't made a basket yet, so that'll hopefully get his confidence back up. This is where he's been solid from the line all season, though. Up and good. 7-5 now the score in favor of the Knights with 3:13 left here in the first quarter.
Jack Sutton going to check back in for Brooks Wilson.
Perkins.
Short little breather for Jack.
They're still running that 1-2-2 kind of zone press just going on.
Not really putting a lot of pressure on.
No.
Just kind of
making them think.
Making them walk it up a little more conservatively.
So Decker, top of the key. Bounce pass into the corner for Mercer. He gets it back to Decker for three. He's made one already. Misses this one, though. Curvin.
Yeah.
He grabs another board. Sutton up to Perkins. He drives inside. Ooh. That's a blocking foul called on Young. He did flop a little bit right there. And that'll send Perkins to the line shooting two.
I thought Nelson was going to smack that thing up here.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for him to smack it up here. He's definitely one of the taller ones out there. Henley's pretty tall, and he's got about an inch or two on Henley out there. First free throw from Perkins is up and good. Ever since I said he was about 50%, he's, I think, made every single one since then. So keep it up, Perkins. Second free throw up. Good. We're all tied. North started this game on a 7-0 run. We're on a 7-0 run of our own. It's now all tied at 7 with 2:51 left here in the first.
First time we've been tied since 0-0.
Mm-hmm. Decker to Nelson, still in the backcourt. They're just passing it around. I'm telling you, these Mountaineers just force them to think. Nelson with the ball. Fans wanting backcourt, but as long as both feet don't go across the line, you're good.
Hadn't totally crossed yet.
Nelson into the corner for Decker. He
Henley needs
fakes
to stay
a three
down.
To Lynch for a three-pointer of his own. I wasn't sure he could shoot him.
Oh.
Henley gets the rebound. Up to Sutton. He's coming across the timeline. Into the
Brooks
corner for Wilson.
Thought he might take it.
I did too. curving with it. Drive, inside, oh. Lay in, no ah. good. We're going to call that a
good
pass.
Good follow, good follow.
That's just the pass to Henley, and he puts it back in. Now we take our first lead of the evening at 9-7 with 2:10 left here in the first quarter. Lynch, he drives inside, gets to the bucket. He is going to be fouled. I think that's going on curving from behind. It is. With 2 minutes and 6 seconds left here in the first quarter, Mountaineers currently riding a 9-0 run, and they have a 9-7 lead over the Knights. However, Young has an opportunity to tie the game up if he can make two free throws here. Front end of the two shots from Young is up and rattles in. 9-8 now, still in favor of the Mountaineers. Second free throw is up from Young. This one is nothing but net. Score all knotted back up at 9. Perkins out. Put in a couple good minutes for us. Wes Hoosen coming back in. We have 2:06 left here in the first quarter. Score is all tied at 9.
North has backed off that press. It's going to pick him up here at half court.
Sutton to Wilson. They're trying to trap, and it's going to be a kickball on Decker. Of course, that's not a foul or anything, just a violation. So the Mountaineers just get the ball back on the sideline far from us. Sutton to inbound it. Up and over. That might
be
stolen.
That's a dangerous pass.
And it should have been, but Wilson runs it back down to the backcourt. Good hustle from him. Gets it up to Sutton. Bounce pass down into Westhusing. And Decker's getting his hands and feet and any body part he can on the ball right now.
These guys got to remember, North can go up and get that ball.
Yeah.
They got four guys out here right now that can bring it back. So you've got to be extra careful.
Yeah, that was a better pass. Much more firm. Westhusing with the ball is, wow.
It'll be a reach right there.
Yeah, we'll take that little touch foul. That's going against Mercer. Score still all tied at 9 with a minute 49 left here in the first quarter. Henley is checking back in, curving. Put in a couple very good minutes for us. He's back out. Sutton to inbound it. Works it to Westhusing. He pump fakes a 3. To the wing, up top to Wilson now. To Sutton. Into the corner for Hayden. Hayden's double teamed. Trying to work his way out. Cross courts it to Westhusing to Wilson. He's open for 3. Oh, just long. Rebound falling to Lynch. Minute and a half left here in the first quarter. We're all tied at 9. Nelson pumps a 3, fakes it, hands it back out to Decker, top of the key. These Mountaineers, I still think, have yet to make a 3-pointer. They've taken about 5 and missed every single one. Mercer in the corner with it. He just takes a 3 in the face of Henley. Misses. Good boxing out from Wilson. He runs down another one. It's up to Sutton. Sutton gets inside to the bucket. Hands it off to Westhusing. He takes a 3. There we go. First 3 of the night falls down. That might get us going. We retake the lead at 12-9 as well with a minute left here in the first quarter. Nelson across the timeline with the ball. Back over to Decker. They're acting point guard. Cross courts it to Nelson. He's at the wing. Tries to drive, but hands it back out to Decker. Bounce pass over to Mercer. Back to Decker at the top of the key. Lynch now with the ball at the wing. Cross courts it to Mercer. Bounce pass to Young for 3 to tie it up. Short. Henley with a rebound.
He's got 7 now.
Wow. 7 rebounds already?
Already.
Wow. Westhusing to Henley. Drive inside. Goes up. Can't get it to fall. And Nelson comes away with a rebound.
Got to hustle back here. He's going to drive on him.
Nelson gets to the bucket. Lay-in is, that's about as easy as it gets for him. 12-11 the score now in favor of the Mountaineers with 15 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Westhusing needs to be careful. He's coming along behind him there.
Wilson tries the bounce pass.
Got to step through that. That double team right there. You can't reach and throw it. You got to step through it.
Yeah, you step through it. It typically pulls out fouls against the opposing team as well. However, we're bailed out as Mercer hits it out of bounds as he was trying to collect it. So the Mountaineers get the ball back with 9 seconds left in a 1-point lead of 12-11 right now. Sutton to inbound it. Looking to hold for the last shot, I'd say, right here. Into the backcourt for Perkins. Up and over to Westhusing. He's across the timeline, loses it, gets it back. Pull up from 10 is good.
That's a 2.
There is a shot at the end of the buzzer. Sorry, that was from 18, not 10. But he drains it. So that brings us to a 14-11 lead going into the second quarter. These Mountaineers playing some pretty decent basketball outside of the first 2 minutes of that first quarter. But now we're back into it. Have a 14-11 lead. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for the second quarter. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings Event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville. We have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to conference finals between your Tuscola Mountaineers and the Knights of North Henderson, where Tuscola is currently leading after the first quarter, 14-11. Charles, give us some stats from that first.
Well, Anthony West leading us off right now with 8 points. Landon Henley with four. Grayson Perkins has our other two. Landon also has seven rebounds, wow. And Brooks Wilson has three. Looking at North Henderson right now, Austin Nelson, their all-star player, has four. Kyle Decker has one three-point field goal, and then Marquise Lynch and Tyreek Young both have two.
Mountaineers get the ball back to start off the second quarter. They find Perkins for three. Good! Quick start to the second quarter. Mountaineers with their largest lead of the evening at six. 17-11 is the score. We have 7:45 left here in the first half. Decker still in the backcourt. It's pressure a little bit more intense from the Mountaineers. It's cross-quartered over to Stackhouse. Nelson over at the wing. Finds Decker top of the key. It's bounce pass back over to Stackhouse. Stackhouse drives to the top of the key and bounce pass to Lynch in the corner. Lynch up top to number 35. Got to find his number. That's Riley Johnson. He takes a three. It's missed. However, long rebound falls to Lynch. He cuts into the lane. Wow. What a reverse lay-in from him. 17-13 the score after that one falls down. West Hoosing to Perkins in the corner. Made a three a second ago. This one's short, but he collects his rebound. Goes up, and he's blocked.
That was a clean block. That was clean.
Yeah, that was a great block from Johnson. Stackhouse with the ball. Up court to Lynch, and Sutton overplays Lynch right there and checks him with the body. That's going to be a foul. I believe that's only Sutton's first, though.
It is.
17-13 the score in favor of Tuscola right now. We have 7:03 left here in this first half. Lynch to inbound it. He's going to work it up to Stackhouse. Back into the corner for Decker. Stackhouse, top of the key to Johnson. Cross court to Decker for three. He's made one early on. He gets this one to fall down too. 17-16 now the score. We have McFalls into the game for the first time for the Mountaineers as well. Mountaineers still up by one. Down low to Henley. He goes up. Lay-in for him is good. 19-16. Great pass from West Hoosing down low to Henley right there. Mountaineers lead back up to three with 6.5 left here in the first half. Stackhouse, he drives inside, gets to the bucket, goes up, lay-in, good. They've had a couple funky lay-ins fall down for them. 19-18 now the score. Still in favor of Tuscola. It's stolen away by Nelson, and he is fouled by McFalls. That's a good foul.
Yeah,
he would have had a dunk.
He's got
to
break away right there if we don't do that.
So a good foul from McFalls comes down. It forces the Knights to take the ball out on the sideline now. Wilson and Curvin coming in. Actually, we have a timeout.
Tuscola going to take a timeout here.
Okay, I'm assuming just a 30-second timeout. The score is 19-18 right now in favor of Tuscola. We have 6:23 left here in the first half, and it is just a 30-second timeout. So we'll hold it right here through it. And it was a little bit scary at first with the slow start whenever we were down 7-0, but after that, we have played some pretty solid basketball.
We
have a lead over the number two team in the region right now, apparently, of North Henderson. So if we can pull out one here tonight, it would just really help solidify our spot in the hopefully in the top eight. That way, so we can have a home game.
Well, the key is this: we got to believe.
Yes.
And right now, we got a 1-point lead. We keep hanging in there. We got it, but we got to have clean passes. They backed off that press. We struggled with that early, but we got the lead, so they came off of that. But we just got to continue to be smart with the basketball.
I think foul trouble might have hurt them as well. We have Lammons back into the game, who does have two. I try to attack him. He's a pretty solid scorer for them and a great handler of the ball. So let's see if we can't have him pick up another one. Johnson with the ball, cross court to Stackhouse. Bounce pass to Lammons, back into the corner for Johnson. He fakes a three, passes back to Lammons at the wing. Back to Johnson. Back up top to Lammons. Stackhouse now on the wing to Lammons. He takes a three. It's up to tie the game. No good. Henley fighting for the rebound. Collects it. Finds West Hoosing up the court as well.
Well, they thought about pushing it, but Nelson dropped back pretty quick. That was going to be hard to get around him.
I believe Henley picked up his eighth rebound right there.
Yeah, he did.
West Hoosing drive. What a drive. Lay it in. That sat on the rim for about 2 seconds before it decided not to fall down. Lynch driving. Over to Johnson, up top to Stackhouse now. Stackhouse for the Knights drives. Gets inside. Good defense from Henley, not picking up a foul, but Lynch collects the board. easy lane, and the Knights retake the lead at 20-19 with 5.5 left here in the second quarter. West Susan, down the court.
Gotta be,
And it gets tipped off the hands of Lammons and out of bounds. These Knights are, I mean, as mentioned, they're actually 95th in steals in the nation, so you know they like getting their hands on the ball.
They're very long, they're very quick.
You gotta watch out. 20-19 in favor of the Knights right now with 5:24 left here in the first half. Sutton to inbound it. We have our starting five out there. He gets it into Swanger. Hayden cross court to Westhusen. He's open for three. It's up. Good. 22-20 now the score in favor of the Mountaineers with 5:15 left here in the first half. That's Westhusen's second three to fall down. He's back in it. Nelson up and over to Lammons. They're finally across the timeline. Nelson back to Lammons. Top of the key. Into the corner for Stackhouse. To Lammons. Cross courts it to Johnson. He cross courts it back to Stackhouse. Lynch now with it at the corner to Stackhouse. To Lammons.
Gotta watch Johnson over
there. He drives. Gets inside. Runner is no good. Hindley collects another one. Give him nine already. Westhusen now with it across the timeline. At the wing, spin move, gets inside, fakes the pass, kicks it out wide.
Going to be a block
Wilson.
On Johnson, I think.
We'll take it. Mountaineers, it's going on
Johnson.
35. Yep. 22-20 right now in favor of Tuscola with 4:39 left here in the first half. Next foul against the Knights will actually send Tuscola to the line, shooting 1-1 in the bonus situation as the Knights have six. Sutton inbounding it, cross course to Wilson. He's as open as you can be for three. In it's off.
Oh, Swanger, almost followed by Swanger.
Nearly follows it. Mm. They're going to say it gets ended up getting tipped off of the hands of Hindley and out of bounds. So the Knights get the ball underneath the basket. Like to see Wilson have a three-pointer fall down too. I think he's 0 for 3 early on or 0 for 4.
He's not hit any so far. Perkins has one and Westhusen has two so far.
Decker at the top of the key. Hands it off to Nelson. Back to Decker. Into the corner for Stackhouse. Stackhouse for the Knights. Gets it back over to Decker's hands at the wing. Now he gets it to Nelson for a turnaround three.
And
whenever you're a good player, stuff like that just tends to fall down for you. He banks in a three from the wing. 23-22 now in favor of the Knights with 4 minutes left here in the first half. Hayden Swanger in the corner.
Trap him in the corner. Got to step it through.
And he does, and they're going to call a foul. Is that going on Lammons again?
No.
Nope. That's going on Stackhouse. Would have loved another one to fall down on Lammons.
Three
right
on him would have been special.
Yes. Instead, that's the first foul picked up on Stackhouse. It will send Hayden Swanger to the line, shooting two, one and ones.
We aren't in the bonus now.
Mountaineers trail by one at 23-22 with 4 minutes left here in the first half.
And as you said, step through, draw the foul.
And that's exactly what happened. Hayden, front end of the one and ones, up and good. His free throw percentage is just below 70% on the year, I believe. Gets that one, the front end to fall down, though, the important one.
Official warning Stackhouse over there about
lane violation.
Lane violation.
Yeah. Score all knotted at 23 now. Hayden with the make can regain the lead for the Mountaineers. It's up, and this one off. Rebound falling to Nelson.
Score. Need to watch Lammons down there in the corner.
It's all tied at 23 with 3:50 left here in the first half. Decker cross courts it to Stackhouse for three. Not sure about his shooting ability from that far.
Jack,
he misses.
Jack got the rebound there.
Jack in the backcourt loses. That's going to be a dunk for Nelson.
Yep.
I mean, you can just predict that one. He's such a tall and can jump through the roof. He two-hand slams it. 25-23 now in favor of the Knights. It's inbounded, stolen away by the Knights again, and a lay-in from Lynch falls back down.
And Tuscola taking the timeout here.
Yeah, they're forced into that one. 27-23. Quickly, the Knights jump out ahead of the Mountaineers, and it is a full timeout. With that timeout on the court, that means winter's coming, so why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. We're going to take a timeout as well. Mountaineers trail by four with 3.5 left here in the first half. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina for the conference finals being played over at West Henderson High School Gymnasium. The Mountaineers currently trail to the Knights of North Henderson 27-23. This lead's kind of been jumping back and forth for about the final quarter of action now. However, the Knights just had four really quick unanswered points in about 5 seconds. So the Mountaineers need to answer right back here. Coach Messer forced them to a timeout before our break right there. It's inbounded. No, it's not. Now it's worked into West Hoosing. Bounce pass to Wilson. Up to Sutton. Sutton, bounce pass into Hayden. Down low to Henley. It's stolen away by Lamons. He's trapped in the corner, but he gets it out. Works it to Lynch. Lynch hands it to Stackhouse, to Decker, to Lamons. He pump fakes. Now gets it back to Decker for three. Man. Seven unanswered now falling down for the Knights. They work a lead back up to 30-23. Wilson inbound it. Finds Hayden in the backcourt to Wilson. Tries to work it back up, and it's going to be stolen away by Lynch. He hands it to Nelson to give him a 10-point lead. He misses.
Lamons with a rebound.
And they're going to call a jump ball. Would have been a fast break on the other end of the court for the Mountaineers. A little unfortunate.
I think the arrow goes to Tuscola here.
Belongs with the Knights, it looks like. Nope, it is Tuscola.
It's a little shinier on our side.
Okay. Nope. They're giving it back to the Knights. Okay. Mountaineers trail by 7 with 2:49 left. Decker for another 3 to give him a 10-point lead. He does. 33-23. These Mountaineers need an answer and fast. 10 unanswered for the Knights.
This last minute has not been a good one for the Mountaineers.
Nope. Curving with the ball. He's double-teamed. Up and over. It's stolen away by Lamons. He goes up for a lay-in. Misses. Lynch gets it tipped out of his hands.
That's
now it's worked up. Wilson, he's going to drive, get to the bucket, lay in, left hand, no good. Henley for the follow is good. There we go. There's our answer. At least we got a point on the board. 33-25 now the score in favor of the Knights with 2:15 left here in the first half. Stackhouse to Nelson. He drives inside. That should be a charge. It is.
North Henderson doesn't think so.
It definitely, he lowered his shoulder. Wilson's feet might have not been set, but anytime you lower a shoulder, it usually is called a charging violation.
And Brooks took a shot there.
Yeah, he did. We're going to have a number 41, Luke Edney, come into the game. He's giving Lynch a break. Mountaineers still having to face this press from the Knights with 2:11 left here in the first half, and the Mountaineers trailing by 8. They're discussing things. I think Decker was really wanting an answer. No,
I think they're trying to get a towel out there where Brooks hit the floor.
Yeah, there's some sweat. I actually saw Nelson slip a little bit in that sweat out there. So getting that mopped up, it's never a safe situation. Whenever you're running full speed and you hit sweat like that, you can really do some serious injuries to a knee, back of the head if you hit the floor hard enough. Like it's dangerous. So definitely a good thing they're getting that cleaned up.
And North Henderson's coach taking an opportunity right now during this break to have a little discussion about that charging call.
So 33-25 in favor of North with 2:11 left here in the first half. Wilson getting the ball on the baseline. Looking, passes it into West Hoosing. There's a trap. They get it up to Wilson. Wilson. He's going to have it stolen by Lamons, and that's the third foul going on Lamons. That'll send Wilson to the line for one and ones, and Lamons, I'm sure, will be forced back out of the game with picking up his third foul.
And Coach Messer questioning the North Henderson's coach ability to come out of the box there on a call.
So, as mentioned, Wilson at the line shooting one and ones. Lamons picks up his third foul. He is begrudgingly walking over to the water station to get some water. Wilson's free throw. Front end of the one-on-ones missed. That's not what we need.
You got to have it.
Edney collects a rebound, finds Nelson to Decker to Stackhouse at the wing. Back up to Decker, top of the key. Nelson, opposite wing, to Decker for three. He's made his last two. Can't get that one to fall down. However, Mercer gets aboard, finds Nelson to Decker for another three. Misses again. Two lucky breaks right there.
He's got to be strong here.
And Henley does collect another rebound.
Stackhouse just takes it away from him.
And he misses. Henley collects another rebound. He's going to rip it away and actually be fouled.
And that's what he's going to have to do is try to draw it.
So what, Henley got two rebounds there, so I think he's at 11?
12.
He's already at his average, and we're in the first half. And Henley will go to the line shooting two, as that was the 10th foul falling down on the Knights. So that could be one thing. As mentioned, in their game on Tuesday, they got in a little bit of foul trouble. They already have 10 to our 4. That was the second foul falling on Stackhouse. Lamons with 3. I don't think anyone else in too serious foul trouble outside of that for them. Henley's front end of the two shots, no good.
That's two free throws in a row we've missed here. Mm-hmm.
Henley's been around 70% for the season, so usually expects him to make them when he gets to the line. Second free throw. This one up. Missed. Two in a row. I don't know if he's done that all season. Mountaineers down by eight still with a minute and a half left here in the first half. Nelson to Decker. Back to Nelson. To the wing for Decker. Cross courts it to Stackhouse.
Henley commits over to try to get a steal.
Decker is fouled, too. I think it's going on Perkins.
Yep.
And Stackhouse converts the shot, so that'll send him to the line for an and-one situation. They're back up by 10, the Knights are, with a minute 26 left here in the first half. And if they can make a free throw here, it'll give them their largest lead of the evening.
McFall's going to check back in. Herbing going to come out.
Yeah. So Stackhouse preparing for his one free throw now. He gets the ball finally from the official. Takes a couple dribbles, spins it in his hand. The shot is up. Good. 36-25. It's a 13-2 run right now for the Knights.
Got to get back to helping. I just threw it off of him.
Yep. I'm telling you, these Knights, they get a bunch of steals, and it's showing right now. They're probably already at around eight steals, which is about half their average.
And they're going to back off now that it's a side out.
Minute 21 left here in the first half. Mountaineers trail by 11. Could really use the cut into this lead going into half.
Push it up.
To McFalls, to Wilson. Wilson, back into the corner for McFalls. Cross courts it to Perkins. For three, could use it. Good. 36-28 now. Second three falls down for Perkins. We have a minute 5 left here in the first half. Mountaineers trail by 8. Decker across the timeline. Finally works it over to Nelson. Back to Decker. I'd imagine if we don't pressure, they might try to hold. Nelson. He thought about pulling up for three. Instead, gets it back to Decker. To Stackhouse in the corner. Down low to Edney. Up top to Decker. To Stackhouse. To Edney. Cross court to Nelson. He pump fakes a three. Drives in. Pulls it back out and cross courts it to Stackhouse. Nearly overthrown, but Stackhouse rises up and catches it. To Decker. To Nelson. For three. Good. 39-28 with 25 seconds left here in the first half. Mountaineers trail by 11. Bounce pass to Wilson. He cuts inside to Westhusen. 10-foot jumper. Good after the rattle in. Back down to a 9-point lead for the Knights with 15 seconds left here in the first half. Mountaineers still bringing some backcourt pressure. Decker with it to Nelson. Back to Decker. Into the corner for Stackhouse. Down low to Edney. To Decker. Cross court to Nelson for three at the end of the half. No good. So that'll bring us to halftime. The Mountaineers do cut into it a little. It's now only 39-30 going into halftime. We're going to take us a break. Whenever we come back, we'll get you some halftime stats to get you set up for that second half. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Want a fun, reliable, and great-performing off-road dirt bike at a great price? See the 2017 Yamaha TTRs at Waynesville Cycle Center. With four great models, there's a Yamaha TTR perfect for everyone. From the powerful TTR 230 to the kid-friendly TTR 50, ideal for learning and playing. All feature push-button electric start, YZ styling, and reliable four-stroke engines. Visit Waynesville Cycle Center today. Waynesville Cycle Center, Western North Carolina's Yamaha Superstore. $18,999 Great Smoky Mountain Expressway.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville. We have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, and Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center. Well, the score is currently sitting at 39-30 in favor of the Knights from North Henderson. Mountaineers, they were kind of going back and forth with the lead there for a while, and then North has jumped all over them there for a minute, and it was honestly over the span of a minute and had 10 points. And now they have a lead by 9 points at halftime. Charles, you have some stats. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about them?
Westhusen now leading with 13 points for the Mountaineers. Perkins and Henley both with 8, and the only other scoring we've got is Hayden Swanger has one free throw. Going over to North Henderson, we've got Austin Nelson with 12, Kyle Decker with 12, Lynch has 8. We've got Stackhouse with 5 and Tyreek Young with 2. Looking at Tuscola on the floor, we've got Henley with 12 rebounds here in the first half. Swanger's got 3. Wilson's got 3. And Perkins and Kerwin both have 1 apiece. So you wanted the third guy to score. It's probably going to be Perkins.
It is going to be Perkins.
It's 8 apiece with he and Henley right now.
However, I still need... We still need Wilson to have his production. He's struggling a little bit from the field right now.
He's been off tonight on the floor.
He's missed 3 or 4 three-pointers already that have been pretty open. And he's usually very solid on those, probably shooting around 40% for the year.
Well, and they've had a horrible time with his press. I mean,
yes.
That 3.5-minute mark, that minute there from about 3.5 to 2.5 was really rough on the Mountaineers.
It was definitely a rough going one for the Mountaineers, that is for sure. We're going to take us another break whenever we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about that first half of action and maybe about what these Mountaineers can do going into the second half to try to retake this lead and pull out an upset this evening over the Knights of North Henderson. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Score is sitting at 39-30 in favor of the Knights right now in the conference final matchup this evening between your Mountaineers and the Knights of North Henderson. Charles Allison and myself, Ryan Castle, here with you this evening. And it's been a pretty interesting first half so far. It was very hard fought, and Mountaineers were doing everything they could. They ended up, the Knights had a pretty big run at the beginning of the game, 7 unanswered to start off in about the first minute. Then Tuscola, over the next 3 minutes, fought it back and actually got it to tie, and we took a lead at 9-7. And then ever since then, it was going back and forth up until it was 23-23. Then the Knights went on a huge run. They had 10 unanswered points, and now they have a 39-30 lead at halftime. And that's kind of the scoring updates and what brought you here so far. Of course, Henley having a great game on the boards with 12. West losing 13 points so far on the floor. Looking for some pretty big production out of those guys. But one thing we have got to figure out, and I'm sure Messer's going to be talking with them about this at halftime, is what have we got to do against that press?
Well, you've just got to be smart with the basketball. You got to make better passes. The mistake that Tuscola was making in the last game when they got pressed was they were too quickly getting get the ball in bounds. Usually Brooks Wilson's taking it out. He comes in. They were passing it back to him too quickly. The Pisgah defenders were too close to him. So they were getting easy steals on the back pass to him. In this one, he's not covered as badly. It's just... North Henderson is so quick and got such long arms out there on the floor that a bounce pass is just not going to work against them.
Well, I mean, as mentioned, too, North sitting at 95th in the nation in steals per average, so that's a pretty amazing feat. They're top.
That's 50 states.
That's 50 states. They're top 100. So that means basically if you wanted to do some quick math, they're about second in this state if we were to split it up like that in a steal average. So they're definitely a team that knows how to get their hands on the basketball and force a lot of crazy passes. I think what we've got to do to try to counteract that press, we've got to cut to the middle. We need one of our big guys to cut to the middle, into the middle of the court, because whenever you throw it to the corner, it's such an easy trap because
exactly.
You basically have 4 people on you. If you think about it, you have the 2 players plus the 2 sidelines because he can't go anywhere.
Correct.
If you cut to the middle, there's no way he can guard you on every single position, so you're going to have passing options. So that's I'm hoping that's what Messer can talk with him about, is say, hey,
somebody's got to come back, get to the middle, and you've got, it's like we talked about earlier, in that when you're trapped like that, you can't reach and do bounce passes. They're just going to, I mean, it's going to go wild on you because you're not going to be able to get the full effect of the throw.
Yes.
But the easiest way to handle that, or the best way to handle that, not necessarily the easiest way, you got to step through that.
Yep.
And go through them and make them foul you one or two, at least as you get an opening, you have a much better ability to pass.
And we did do a decent job of getting them into foul trouble. I mean, they had 10 or 11 fouls that first half. We only had four, I believe.
Well, and Lammons, their guard,
yes,
and took him out of the game a bit, and that was important because Lammons can also score, and he's not the tallest guy out there on the floor,
nope,
but he can get up.
He's probably one of the shorter ones, but I'm telling you, that kid can jump through the roof. So you definitely have to watch out for him, and he's just a spitfire out on the court. But with three fouls, I'm not sure how much playing time he'll be able to get coming here into the second half of action. And if he does, the Mountaineers need to realize that and go after him because he's going to have to play a little bit more conservative,
right,
coming here into the second half. Well, we're going to take us one more break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what these Mountaineers need to do going here into the second half of action. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
Tuscola fans support their Mountaineers. In the same way, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Family owned and operated in Central Haywood County, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family, serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde. Pleased to support the Tuscola Mountaineers.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina at the gymnasium of West Henderson High School, the Falcons, where we have the conference finals between your Mountaineers of Tuscola and the Knights from North Henderson, who has finished off the season at number one in the conference, at a 12-2 record, now 14-2 in conference. And I believe they have a 23-3 overall record. So that definitely a very good team that these Mountaineers are going up against. One thing to mention, the losses, they lost to Pisgah, the Knights did, and also they lost to East Henderson, which is surprising.
Early conference game, and we never did really find out, nope, what happened in that game. We wondered if there had been a flu bug or the roof caved in.
I'm not 100% sure. There's no way to know. They lost by three to that one. However, they kind of got some revenge. They played East Henderson first round of conference. This game was a bit of an embarrassment. They won 92-38. So they didn't have no more loss for them.
They got it back.
Yeah. Both teams out of the locker rooms at pretty much the exact same time. Score is 39-30 in favor of the Knights. And these Mountaineers, they need to make sure what happened at the beginning of the first half doesn't happen at the beginning of this one. They can't allow seven unanswered points from the Knights to start off this one. We have got to be the first team to score if we can be.
The gap will be too big.
Yeah.
My hope was that, certainly, of course, if Tuscola can get a lead and hang on to it, but if we could just stay in striking distance and keep it close,
yep,
hopefully get North frustrated and kind of get them down on themselves. And right now, with that 9-point lead they got, it's going to be tough to accomplish that, but we've got to try.
Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, and Haywood EMC. Mountaineers will be traveling from left to right on your radio dial now. See who gets the ball to start off. I think it will be Tuscola getting the ball to start it off. It is. Starting lineups back out there for both sides, minus Lammons for the Knights. He's not able to start. They have Mercer beginning the third quarter. Lammons still sitting on the bench with three fouls. Sutton to inbound it. He's going to work it into Henley, who hands it back off to Sutton in the backcourt. Back into the action now. Sutton drives, finds Wes Hoosing in the corner, who cuts inside. Henley, pump fakes a shot. Pull up from 10. Good. There we go. That's what we needed. Got the first bucket to fall down. 39-32 now with 7:40 left here in the third quarter. Mountaineers still bringing that 1-2-2 press. Nelson to Decker. They're finally across the timeline. Decker, top of the key. Dribbling around. Over at the wing now. Finds Mercer in the corner. Back to Decker. Decker trying to get it up and over to Nelson. I have no idea how that pass fell down to him, but he missed another lay-in. Up court to Westhusen. He goes for a lay-in. Shows him how it's done. Four unanswered now for the Mountaineers to start off.
That's all we needed to do.
7:14 left here in the third. Mountaineers now only down by five. Lynch in the backcourt to Decker. Decker across the timeline finally. Finds Lynch at the top of the key. To Stackhouse in the corner. Down low to Nelson, who cuts up and under. Good defense from Wilson. It's saved by Henley, too.
Not so sure that we might not have should have let it go out of bounds. I think it was off the bottom of the backboard on his shot.
Westhusen pulls up for three. No. Thought it was on. Westhusen thought so, too. He's running away from the ball, but a rebound falls to Decker. Mountaineers still down by five. Nelson with the ball at the wing. Gets it back up top to Decker. Finds Nelson in the corner for three. He's made one. Gets another one to fall down, too. Can't leave him too open.
No.
He'll hurt you. And here's that press again. We need someone to cut to the middle. They get it up and over to Westhusen, who throws it away. Apparently, we didn't figure out an answer to that press at halftime. The Knights get the ball back, and our four unanswered to start off the quarter is kind of negated now.
The thought was to try to get Westhusen on the run, but Nelson cut over very quick to cut off his path, and he threw it back and just overthrew Wilson.
And as mentioned, four straight from us to start it off, five straight now for the Knights, so it's back up to a 10-point lead.
There's
for
Jack
North.
In the middle, but he cuts out.
Wilson with the ball, picks up his dribble, cross-courts it to Jack, down low to Hayden, hands it off to Henley, 15-foot jumper, good. 44-36 the score now in favor of the Knights with 6 minutes left here in the third. Decker to Nelson. He gets it back over to Decker across the timeline. Top of the key. Finds Nelson in the corner for another three. Misses this time. Rebound falling to Westhusen. He's going to drive the length of the court. Get to the lane. Runner.
Whoa.
Good. Up and over Nelson, who was really high.
Way up there. Yeah.
However, Mountaineers cut it back to six. 44-38 the score with 5.5 left here in the third. Lynch, top of the key, finds Stackhouse. He drives down low. Throws a pass straight to Westhusen.
Just need to push it on the floor.
Westhusen is going to drive.
Swanger and...
And he misses. Henley collects a rebound. He misses, but he is fouled. Didn't see which player for... North that Swanger was going up against right there.
That was Reese Mercer. They got tangled up coming down the floor behind the play.
However, Henley is at the line shooting two after he was fouled, shooting a little layup. Front end from Henley up and good. It was a little flat, but it worked its way in off the front of the iron. Mountaineers now back down by five. It's a game of runs so far in this one, that's for sure. Second free throw up. This one looked a lot better. More smooth too. 44-40. Back now to a 4-point lead.
Kervin going to check in with bring Swanger in back to the bench.
5:19 left here in the third.
I think they just want to take a check him out real quick after he hit the floor.
Nelson to Decker in the backcourt. Back to Nelson. They're kind of just passing it back and forth to break this little press the Mountaineers bring. Nelson to Decker at the top of the key. At the wing, passes to Stackhouse. Down low to Nelson. Up top to Decker for three. Had a hand in his face. Misses, though.
Long rebound. Oh, and
that's gonna
Stackhouse went over Kerwin's back, but it's going to be a foul.
And that might be three on Stackhouse. We'll have to check that one. 4 minutes and 58. Did they call that on Lynch? No.
No, there you go.
Went on Stackhouse, and it
slow,
is three.
A little slow on the entry there.
Mercer is out. Lammon's back in, so now two players with three fouls out there for North. 4:58 left
here. Long pass, and I don't think Anthony was expecting it.
It works, though. Down low to Henley. Henley cross court to Perkins. He fakes the three, cuts into the lane, out to Westhusen. He is open. Good. Now it's a 1-point game. We have cut what was a 9-point lead back down to one. We're on a 9-0 run of our own right now. 4:40 left here in the third quarter. 44-43 the score in favor of the Knights right now. Nelson into the corner for Lammons. Back to Nelson. Back to Lammons. To Decker. To Lammons in the corner. Down low to Nelson. Tries to cut under. Left-hand shot. No good. Nelson's going to collect his own rebound. Pump fakes a shot in the corner. Finds Decker at the wing. Back into the corner for Nelson. He cuts inside. Gets to the hole. Wow. He was a foot behind the basket. Somehow just threw his hand under and got it in. Score is now a 3-point lead for the Knights at 46-43. Yeah. They break the press again. That's how it's got to be done. Westhusen drive to Kervin for three to tie it up. Good!
Wow.
There we go. First tie of the game since it was at 23-23. It's now 46-46. Double that score with 3:50 left here in the third.
And like I said, you got to get them down. You got to get them thinking, wait a minute here. We're supposed to be running away with this thing now, and we're not.
Decker with the ball at the wing to Lammon. Down low to Nelson. Kervin read that pass, though, and they've been running that same play. Work Nelson down there on the sideline and basically just let him try to get to the basket.
And Young going to check back in for Nick Henderson for Stackhouse.
Yeah, with three fouls, he's out of the game. Lammon's playing with three, though.
I don't think has Nelson even come out of the game?
I don't think
for
so.
Halftime?
Young drives. It's going to be stolen away. Perkins tipped it into the hands of Henley. Henley bringing it up the court, cuts into the hole. Runner from him is no good. I think he was looking for a foul. No good, though, and Lammon's collects the board. He's coming down the court now for the Knights to Nelson at the jump circle. 3:20 left here in the third quarter. We're all knotted at 46 right now. Nelson finds Lynch. Into the corner for Young. Young back up top to Lynch. He pump fakes a drive. Now finds Young for three. He takes it. It's up and good. 49-46 after that three-pointer falls down from Young. Up and over to West Hoosing. Gets it down low to Henley. Cross courts it to Kervin. To Perkins. To tie it up. Good. Perkins having a great night right now. 49-49 with 2:50 left here in the third quarter. Nelson to Decker. Back to Nelson. Sure, he's going to pass it back to Decker here in a second. Nope, gets it actually up and over to Lynch. To Young in the corner. Up and over to Lynch. Lynch back to the corner for Young. Made a three a second ago. He's open again. This one off. Decker, great rebound, though. He's going to pull it back out and set back up the offense. He finds Nelson, and he walks.
Walk.
And good thing he walked, too, because Nelson threw down a huge dunk. But it's not going to count.
Well, somebody's got to get along that baseline and start cutting him off.
Oh, yeah. They've been running him down to the corner and just letting him have baseline. Need to try to force him either further into the baseline so he's out of bounds or force him back inside, see what he can do there. And now North has slouched off the press. I think with the Mountaineers breaking it a few times, they don't like it.
Well, they switched out. Brooks had been bringing the ball out in the first half. They brought Grayson in. Being a quarterback, he can make that long throw.
Sutton to Kervin. Kervin, spin move, down low, shot to get the lead. We take the lead back with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. It is now 51-49 to the Mountaineers. Lynch with the ball, back to Decker. Over to Nelson. He's going to drive.
Kervin thought about taking the charge there.
Okay. I thought they weren't going to call a foul for a second, but they end up calling one. Who'd that go on? I think Kervin. It should have went on Kervin.
I swear to you, they signaled 33.
We don't have a 33. That's Colby McFalls.
We do, but he's not out there.
Okay, they signaled three. Okay. On West Hoosier.
He did. Okay, I see what he did.
So Nelson, as mentioned, he's number he's 22nd or 21st in the nation in free throws made. He's at the line, makes the front end. Actually, this is the first time at the line tonight, I think, though. Second free throw, up, and good from him as well. 51-51 is the score. We have a minute and 57 seconds left here in the third quarter.
And Brooks Wilson back in for the Mountaineers. Jack Sutton going to check out. Perkins still taking the ball out of bounds. They're not going to try to do a full court press, but they're going to pick up here at the half. Nelson's at midcourt.
Lynch is out of the game. We have Johnson in. West Hoosing.
Kervin's going to come up high to give him an outlet.
He bounce passes to Wilson. Up top to Kervin.
Wow, he should have took it.
Kervin, spin move. Shot, good. Maybe he should have, but he gets down low and gets to about 10 feet away and makes it. 53-51 now. Mountaineers retake that lead with a minute 40 left here in the third. Decker. Across the timeline to Young in the corner. Down low to Johnson.
Johnson loses it.
Henley collects it. I don't know if you call that a rebound or a steal.
That's a steal.
Okay. So West Hoosing. Top of the key. He's going to drive down low. Get to the bucket. Lay in is no good. We're going to call that a pass to Henley. 55-51. Mountaineers have a four-point lead with a minute 15 left here in the third quarter.
Henley with 15 rebounds now.
Wow. Nelson to Decker. Down low to Johnson for Young for three. He made one a second ago. This one is missed. Good boxing
Kervin
out.
Kervin goes up and gets it.
Kervin gets the board. Wilson up the court. Passes to Henley. He pump fakes a shot. Takes an 18-foot jumper. That one no good. Kervin trying to fight for it.
They trapped him behind the back pass.
What a pass from Lamont to Nelson.
He's
Nelson
watching.
Cuts it to the lane. That should be a charge. And it is.
Yes.
Great job from
Brooks
Wilson.
Draws his second charge of the night.
I'm telling you, Brooks, he's got nerves of steel down there to stand in front of Nelson like that. He's coming with a full head of steam. Just takes a shot. I think Brooks is wincing a little bit after that one, but hey, good job, kid.
This is the conference final. You're playing for a trophy tonight.
55-51 after the charging violation was called against Nelson. Both his fouls are actually charges.
And this is the first time he has come out of the game tonight.
Yes. He might be a little bit razzled after that one.
And that's we got a four-point lead. We need to take advantage of it right now.
Let's see. Who was that into the game? That's Daquan Washington into the game, number two. Also, Edney back in for the Knights. Wes Susing, top of the key. He's going to drive. Little runner from him. Good. 57-51. That might be our largest lead at six right there with 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. Washington to Mercer. Into the corner for Johnson. For a three-pointer, it's up. This one, good. The Mountaineers have pretty much been giving him their threes all night. It's helped with the down-low game, but if they're making them, you got to come out on it. Wes Susing, he's just going to pull up for three across the timeline. Wow! Answer right back. 60-54. Now the score. We have 15 seconds left here in the third. Johnson up and over to Washington. To Mercer in the corner. He takes a three. No good. Edney gets a rebound, though.
Good.
He's going to put it in. Five seconds left. The Mountaineers might have a chance
here. Need to get a shot off here.
Perkins, half quarter.
Oh, front of the rim.
Front of the rim, and no good. That'll bring us to the end of the third quarter. Mountaineers down by nine coming into this third, though, and we had 30 points in that third quarter and get it to a four-point lead at 60-56. We're going to take us a break. When we come back, we'll get you set up for the fourth. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina at the gym of West Henderson High School, where the Mountaineers have taken a lead in the conference finals 60-56 over the Knights of North Henderson. Charles, what's some stats from that third?
Well, we've got West Hoosing now with 25.
Wow.
Henley with 16, Perkins with 11, and Lane Curvin comes in with 7 points, all in this third quarter.
Big third for Curvin.
Landon Henley with 15 rebounds now.
Nelson sitting at 19 points right now on the flip side of the sheet.
And the Tuscola faithful are up, and so are North Henderson in response.
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild in this gym right now. It's a pretty good crowd for both sides. It will be North's ball to start off this final quarter. Decker to Lammons for three to get it back to one. He misses, and that's going to be a rebound falling to Nelson. He cuts underneath, goes up and under Henley and gets it in. 60-58 now the score in favor of the Mountaineers. West Hoosing down the court. Drives inside on Nelson. Gets to the bucket. Lay in. Good.
Give him a little head fake there.
Yeah, 62-58. 7:30 left here in the fourth, and then Nelson walks. What a play from Sutton. He forces that walk against Nelson as he was trying to pass the Decker. 7:32 left here in the game. Mountaineers have a four-point lead. Sutton to inbound it on the baseline of their basket.
And Brooks Wilson standing over there all alone.
They get it to West Hoosing in the corner for three. Wow, West Hoosing having a spectacular night. Right when we need him, our largest lead of the evening. 7 points at 65-58. We have 7:20 left in the game. Nelson to Decker. Cross the timeline to Stackhouse. To Decker. To Lynch. Back to Decker. Cross courts it over to Nelson at the wing. Nelson looking. Passes back up top
Nelson
for Lynch.
To cut in high. I need to watch right here.
Stackhouse drives baseline. Goes up against Henley. Is that a charge?
That's a charge. Yes, it is.
And that's the fourth foul on Stackhouse. That's a big one. 65-58, the score in favor of the Mountaineers, and all the momentum is on the Mountaineer side right now, too. And looks like
Mercer going to come back in.
Yeah, the Knights are going to bring back that full court pressure. See if we can't break it. The way we were breaking it was kind of crazy. It worked.
Well, we had Perkins out there taking the ball out. Of course, he's not on the floor right now, so we got Brooks taking it, but he's throwing it long.
They're doing the same thing.
And
it's going to be stolen by Decker. 7 minutes left. Mountaineers up by seven. Finds Lynch. Lynch, he's going to have a bucket. 65-60 now the score.
And we might need to think about getting Perkins back in here.
Yes. Wilson to inbound it. Bounce pass to Sutton. They
Sutton's
break it.
Got to push it.
Up and over to Henley. He's going to have a lay-in. 67-60. 6:45 left here in the game. Mountaineers back up by seven. Nelson at the wing to Decker. Back to Nelson in the corner. He cuts baseline. Goes up and under. Basket is good. 67-62 with 6.5 left here in the game now. Wilson to inbound it.
Sutton needs to move up.
No one open. 5 seconds this call. That was a really quick 5 seconds, it seemed like.
And he's now going to get Perkins back in.
So the Mountaineers are up by five at 67-62. We have 6:27 left here in the game. Perkins is back in, checking in for Sutton. Lammons to inbound the ball. Lammons looking. Gets it into Lynch.
He looked to do a behind-the-back pass.
He does find Decker for three. He
and
misses.
Henley rebounds.
It's another board, and Henley throws a pass.
That's going to be tough because Nelson's down there.
What a save from Kervin. Oh, my gosh, Kervin. He finds Westhusing for three. Oh, that would have been huge. It's going to be a foul going against Kervin, though. But Kervin, I don't know how he poked that one away from Nelson and then saved it into Wilson. So that's a foul on Perkins.
That's on Perkins. It's his second.
It should have been Kervin. I think they called that one wrong, but whatever. 67-62, the score in favor of the Mountaineers.
Either way, it was going to be a second foul on either one of them, so we're not really hurt there.
6:11 left here in the game. Decker in the backcourt to Nelson. Back over to Decker. Into the corner for Lammons. Back up top to Decker, who finds Nelson top of the key. Nelson to Lynch at the wing. He pump fakes a three. Drives to the top of the key and hands it off to Decker. Mountaineers still in this 3-2 zone that they've been running all night. They find Decker. He's made a few threes. This one up and good as well.
This is a heck of a shooting team.
67-65. Mountaineers still up by two. They try to run a little trick play.
Actually Brooks just made a mistake. He'd been used to taking it out. Lammons with a rebound.
Lammons, the smallest one out
Nelson
there.
Nelson cuts it in front.
He does
Perkins
get the rebound.
Has it.
Misses. Perkins with the ball.
Oh, that was
bad pass.
Oh
Perkins runs it down. He cuts to the basket. Layoff to Henley is
holy
good.
Cow.
This is hectic, but it works. The Mountaineers back up to a four-point lead at 69-65 with 5:20 left here in the game.
When it's all said and done, Perkins got an assist and Henley scored.
Merson to Lammons. Up top to Lynch. To Lammons. Lammons looking. Back up top to Lynch, who hands it off to Decker. Into the corner for Mercer. They try to set a screen for a three. He misses. Good boxing out from Wilson.
It'll be a foul on Brooks. He came across his shoulder.
He boxed out one, but another player came in.
Cut in front of him.
Couldn't box both of them out. Wilson picks up a foul. How many is that on
That's
him?
That's his first.
Okay, so no serious trouble. The Mountaineers really have stayed out of foul trouble this evening.
We've only got three team fouls.
69-65 in favor of Tuscola with 5 minutes and 4 seconds left here in the game. Mercer to inbound it. Works it down low to Lynch. He goes up. Misses the lay-in. Has the put back. 69-67.
Still going to press.
They work it into Westhusing. Up and over to Wilson. Be careful, kid. Goes behind his back. Slows it down.
He's finds down Perkins in the corner.
For a deep three. That one way off. Pass to Henley. How about that? 71-67. Henley collects what? His
17th?
Wow. 4:40 left here in the game. Mountaineers are up by four. Lynch down low, goes up, makes the runner. 71-69.
Timeout North.
And it's going to be a full timeout. With that full timeout on the court, that means winter's coming. So why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. Mountaineers are up by two right now with 4.5 left here in the game. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services. Over here in Mills River at West Henderson High School Gymnasium, the Mountaineers have a 2-point lead over the Knights of North Henderson at 71-69. The Knights of North Henderson are currently riding a 13-game winning streak right now. We just had one winning streak broken tonight with Smoky Mountain. The girls lost to Pisgah early on. They had a 22-game winning streak. Let's see if these Mountaineers can't do the same here tonight. All full right. Court pressure.
Perkins is going to take it out.
Gets it into Sutton. Sutton up to Perkins. He's coming up the court. Goes behind his back.
He's got to be careful.
He's met. They're going to call a walk.
Yeah. Contact there by Lynch.
That's what we were hoping for, but they call the walk instead. So the Mountaineers up by two, but the Knights get the ball back with 4:25 left here in the game. This press has been our bane of existence tonight, that is for sure. Without it, I think we have a much bigger lead than this. Decker with the ball. Into the corner for Mercer. Back up top to Decker. Ooh. Throws up and over.
Wow.
Here's an alley-oop.
You got to cut off that back door. I mean, if you draw the foul, you draw the foul. But you can't just let him run up there and get it free.
71-71. The score up and over to Perkins. Perkins finds Westhusen at the wing. We've broken the press. We have 4 minutes left here. Down low to Henley. Henley gets to the bucket.
That's not a good spot for Henley.
To Perkins for another three. Can he get it? It is. 74-71. Perkins have a night from behind the line, kid. 3:50 left here in the game. Mountaineers up by three. Nelson's bringing it down the court. Finds Decker. He's at the wing. Into the corner for Mercer. Down low to Nelson. He pump fakes. Goes up and under on Henley and puts it in.
And Henley had his hands on the basketball. He just powered right through.
Yep. Perkins to inbound it up to Kervin. He's going to break the pressure across the timeline. Met by Decker and foul.
And there's a foul.
Okay. So they do call the foul. Who's that one going on? Number 12. That is Decker. So the Mountaineers with a one-point lead right now at 74-73 with 3:30 left here in the fourth.
Going to check in back for Jack Sutton here.
Perkins to inbound it on the far sideline.
That's North Henderson's fifth team foul.
Works it up and over to Henley, and he converts.
Wow.
76-73. I did not see that pass coming in, but it worked. Mountaineers back up by three with 3:20 left here in the game. Nelson to Decker. Back to Nelson at the wing. To Decker. Decker finds Nelson for a three to tie up the game. Misses. Rebound falling to Lynch, though. Lynch going up. Misses. And it's a long rebound falling to Westhusen. And then he's going to be fouled by Nelson. And it is. That's the third one going on Nelson. So it's late in the game, but still, you got to think, if they end up having to start fouling late, Nelson might not be the one that can foul.
And that's a 16 foul, so the next one we're going to be in a 1-1, unless, of course, it's a player control foul. Mm-hmm.
76-73, the score in favor of the Mountaineers. It's into the backcourt for Westhusen. He's coming across
Anthony
the timeline.
Just needs to push it up.
Up and over to Wilson. It gets tipped out of bounds by Nelson.
You got to know where he's at on the floor.
Yeah, always have a sixth sense for Nelson. Less than 3 minutes left here in the game. Mountaineers are up by three. 76-73 is the score. Perkins to inbound it. On the near sideline now. Inside of half court. They work it into Wilson.
He needs to swing it. There you go.
Does to Westhusen for a three-pointer for a six-point lead. Good. Oh, my goodness, Westhusen. 79-73 with 2:45 left here in the game. Right. Mountaineers up
just
by six.
Need to play good, steady defense here.
Nelson into the corner for Lammons. He's done a good job not picking up any more fouls. Back to Lammons. To Decker for three. To get it back to a three-point game. Does.
He's tough.
He is. He's been making them in with pressure in his face all night. Wilson, I liked it. He was letting that ball walk as far to half court as he could. Time wasting.
Let that clock run.
2:32 left here in the game now. Up and over to Wilson. He's going to break the pressure. Get to the hole. Lay-in.
Good.
Kervin's going to run down the board, though, and put it back in. Kervin is having a fantastic night. 81-76 with 2:20 left here in the game. Mountaineers back up by five to Decker. Lynch at the wing.
We're going to have a real hard time picking a player of the game on this one.
Yeah, we are. Nelson top of the key to Lynch. He fakes
the
pass. Goes up and under and good. 81-78 the score in favor of the Mountaineers.
Timeout, North Henderson.
Let's see the length of this one. We have 2:06 left here in the game.
He carried that ball on.
It's a full timeout. With that full timeout, that means winter's coming, so why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. Mountaineers up by three with 2 minutes left here in the game. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball
on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina, where we have the conference final matchup for you this evening between your Mountaineers and the Knights of North Henderson. It's a tough one on hands for us, folks. 81-78 in favor of the Mountaineers right now, who just can't seem to catch a break without having tough games here lately. That's for sure.
But the Mountaineers are playing inspired basketball when they come out of halftime. I was a little worried. We were afraid they were down
nine.
Pressure had been on, and it was getting kind of scary, but they have responded.
Here is that pressure, though, coming in from the Knights of North Henderson. Way up court. Kicked off by Nelson.
Yeah, he read that one.
Nelson's going to drive him to the bucket. Go up. He's fouled by West Hoosing. Do they give him continuation? Wow. They gave him continuation on that one, and he gets a bucket to fall down. So that's going to be a three-point opportunity. We have 2:01 left here in the game.
Yep, shooting one.
And a chance to tie it up for Nelson as he's going to the line.
Kind of like Jordan. You get the calls.
Mm-hmm. You do. So this one, to get it all knotted up, he's 21st in the nation in free throws made. And he gets this one to fall down. 81 all.
All right. Grayson's got to look and read. He's got to see where Nelson is because Nelson's so fast and long, he can get it. He bounces it off Lamon's foot.
I think West Hoosing was really trying to get a foul from Lamon. He kind of lowered his shoulder into him. Need to be careful that we don't pick up any unnecessary charging violation.
Yeah, we've only got four fouls right now, and nobody's in any serious foul trouble at all.
So now the Mountaineers will have no one guarding them as they come up the court. 81-81 is the score. We have the minute 50 left. West Hoosing into the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Curvin fighting for the rebound down low.
Hilly
now
just takes it away.
Wow! 83-81, Mountaineers retake that lead. We have 100 ticks left on the clock. Nelson to Decker across the timeline. Into the corner for Stackhouse, playing with four right now. To Decker, to Nelson, for three to get the lead back. He misses.
Out. Oh, but he got a box out.
Gets the rebound, though, and Curvin.
I think he got
fouled. Yep. It's only the fifth foul. What is that, Curvin's
second? That's his second.
Okay. I think it should be the third, but however, they didn't give him one early on. They gave it to Perkins instead. So now it works out.
It actually helped.
Yep. So 83-81 in favor of the Mountaineers right now. We have a minute 28 left in the game. Curvin is out. Hayden Swanger is in. Lamon's to inbound the ball for the Knights. Lamon's looking. No one getting open. Finally kicks it into the corner for Decker. He's made a lot of threes tonight. This one is missed, though.
That's got to be over the back.
Wow, you and me both thought it was over the back. Instead, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow does belong with the Mountaineers, but I really do not know how that wasn't an over-the-back call. He came over top of Wilson and Perkins.
Well, there's one thing letting him play, but you got to have the guts to make a call there.
It's inbounded to Weston.
And how that's not a foul, I don't know.
They're letting him play a little physical.
I mean, when you displace a guy and knock him to the ground.
A minute 22 left here in the game. Mountaineers still have the ball in the backcourt. 83-81 with a lead right now for Tuscola. Perkins to inbound it to Westhusing.
He's got to stay out of that corner. That's not where to go.
Up to Perkins.
Perkins just needs to bring it up. He's got Lynch coming up behind.
And he gets the steal. It falls to Stackhouse. Stackhouse is going to drive. Go up to Lamons. He goes up and under. Puts it in. We're all tied with a minute 5 left here in the game at 83. Hayden Swanger coming down the court. Gets into the corner. Finds Hindley. Back up top to Westhusing. For three to get the lead back. Misses. Little strong.
We had two blue on blue there.
That's going to be a shot for Lynch. He dunks it home. 85-83. Now the score we have.
And that's what I'm saying. We got a foul to give right there. You got to take it because that just gets them fired up. You got a foul in there.
Yeah, you do. And it is another full timeout. With that full timeout on the court, that means winter's coming. So why don't you head on over to Crompton's Auto Martin Service Center on Delwood Road to get your vehicle serviced for harsh weather. Crompton's Auto has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. We're going to take our last break with you. Mountaineers down by two now with 52 seconds left in this one. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Make the short drive to Taylor Ford in Waynesville and take advantage of the New Year Savings event on a great selection of new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs at the guaranteed lowest prices of the new year. Ask about Taylor Ford's New Year rebates and special financing on selected vehicles. Taylor Ford in Waynesville, we have your vehicle. Just make your choice and we'll get the price right. 524 Russ Avenue or TaylorFordOnline.com.
You're listening to Live Basketball on Tuscola Mountaineers Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina, where we're over at the gymnasium of the Falcons of West Henderson for the conference finals between your Mountaineers and the Knights from North. And Tuscola's had a bit of a lead, and they just relinquished it over to the Knights. And after Lynch had another dunk, that's the third one of the evening for North Henderson. And now the Knights have a two-point lead at 85-83 with 51.7 seconds left on the clock. This crowd is getting electric in here. Both sides are fired up.
There's some West Henderson guys sitting over there with some of our football players. It's a little interesting how the sides are dividing up here.
Yeah.
I see a few Pisgah players there. Some Pisgah girl players are there.
Yep.
But most of the West folks seem to be sitting over here with the North crowd.
Perkins inbounds it to West Hoosing. They slouch off the full court press. Kind of interesting choice.
Ah.
West Hoosing at the wing.
Got
picks up
to
his
be
dribble.
Smart here.
Cross courts it to Perkins. Perkins over to Kervin in the corner.
No.
He gets down low. That should be a foul. Instead, they get it to Wilson for three. Can he get the first one to fall down?
Holy
he does.
Moses.
Wilson, good time to make your first three of the evening. 86-85 now for the Mountaineers with 30 seconds left. Decker, top of the key. At the wing, finds Nelson. Back to Decker. Back into the corner for Nelson to Decker. There's 19 seconds left, and there's a timeout call. We have 18 seconds left here in this game. Wilson.
It's going to be a 30.
Wilson picked the best time in his life to make a three-pointer
yep,
right
had,
there.
Had one all night tonight, but it went.
86-85 right now is the score in favor of the Mountaineers. We have exactly 18 seconds left on that clock. It will be the Knights ball whenever we come out of this 30. And honestly, all I can say for these Mountaineers is put pressure. We actually have a foul to give.
We do.
So if you see them getting an easy bucket, go ahead and throw hands on them. Go ahead and get that foul. Make sure they're not shooting, but get that foul. That way so you don't put them giving them an easy bucket and you having to work in the final 10 seconds.
And the problem we got is that they've got all good quality players
in
North Henderson. You're not going to be able to key on just one guy. You've got Nelson, of course, out there. Decker can hit the three, so...
Yep.
You know, you just got to play good, solid defense and just not give them anything easy.
Yeah, Lammons and Lynch can jump through the roof as well. Lammons inbounds it to Decker. Back into the corner. Lynch now with it. Lammons cross court over to Stackhouse. To Decker. To Lammons for three. It's blocked! Kervin! We have 8 seconds left here in the game. It is blocked out of bounds by Kervin. It will be the Knights ball on the sideline. 86-85, Mountaineers still have a one-point lead.
I believe that's our first block shot of the night.
We'll take it. Good time for that one, too. Lammons looking to get it in. Finds Decker. He's in the corner. Cross court to Stackhouse. He drives. Hands it off to Nelson. Gets it to Stackhouse for three.
Oh, my God. And the clock is out.
He rattles it in at the buzzer. Stackhouse missed his three-pointer so badly earlier, and then he rattles one in at the buzzer to give the Knights the win in the conference championship, 88-86. I mean, that was just a fantastic shot from Stackhouse. Nothing you could take away from him. He had a hand in his face, too. Everything was done right by the Mountaineers there. Just Stackhouse made a great play.
Just a great shot.
That's all you can say
about
it.
Clocks out. No time. Can't get a timeout. Clock hits zero. Heck of a play.
So that is going to be the end of the game. Mountaineers lose 88-86 after the three-pointer falls down from Stackhouse right there at the buzzer. We're going to take us our last break. Whenever we come back, we're going to try to have our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game up here for you. We'll see if we're able to get him up here. Not sure with some of the stuff going on at the end of the game. They're going to have obviously some awards that are going down and whatnot. So we'll just see what goes on with that. But that is the game, folks. Mountaineers lose 88-86 after that shot from Stackhouse falls down at the buzzer from about 5 feet behind the arc. You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Tuscola Mountaineer Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment to afford reliable and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Basketball on Mountaineer Sports Radio.
Welcome back here to Mills River, North Carolina. We're saddened a little bit this evening. The Mountaineers lose a tough one, 88-86, and literally as time was expiring, Stackhouse hit a three-pointer from about 25 feet away from the basket to give the Knights the win. That pushes them to a 14-straight win record for them, makes them the conference champions. These Mountaineers put up a fantastic fight, though, really had that game under wraps, and couldn't help just a great shot from Stackhouse. And the Mountaineers did everything correct that they could. They had fantastic defense. Final 18 seconds was played to a dime correctly how it should be. Just you can't script what happened there from Stackhouse, just making a fantastic shot with a hand right in his face all the while. Let me give you some stats from this game. Really seemed like a silent night for Austin Nelson. Well, he still managed to put up 30 points. I mean, it's just incredible what that kid's able to do, even whenever he seems like he has a quiet night. Second leading scorer, we had Marquise Lynch, number 5 with 20 points. Kyle Decker had 18. He had 6 threes. That's where he got his points. He had 6 three-pointers fall down this evening. So Decker really hurt us from behind the arc. Stackhouse was the fourth leading scorer. He had 8 points. Of course, the three big ones right there at the end as he drained the three to win the game for the Knights. We also had Tyreek Young with 5, Riley Johnson with 3, and Washington and Edney filling out the sheets for the Knights with 2 points each. That gives them their 88 points. Flipping the sheet over to the other side. Wow, have a night. Anthony West losing 33 points for him. We had Landon Hindley with 26 points. Perkins having one of his better nights here in quite some time. He had 14. Lane Kirvin with 9. Brooks Wilson with 3. Had a huge 3 right there at the corner with about 30 seconds left. Regave us the lead. Then we had Hayden Swanger rounding out the score sheet. He had 1 point this evening from the free throw line. That'll round out the entire scoring tonight for the Mountaineers and the Knights of North Henderson. Let me look at some totals that Charles has written down here this evening. Looks like obviously leading rebounders for us. Hindley, he had 18 rebounds. Can you believe that? 18 boards. He was really making himself known down low on the boards. He was about the only one with a lot of rebounds. Looks like we also had Perkins had 4 assists somehow. Perkins having a good night in the assist column as well. And that's pretty much the entirety of the totals this evening from Tuscola for their scoring prowessness. Let me look at what we have on hand for us. And they're actually going to announce the women's all-team for the conference going on right now. We have Taryn Ledford from Smoky Mountain having a fantastic year, basically. She was what killed us the first time the girls played against Smoky Mountain. Taryn Ledford was the sole reason they came back in that one.
When McCollum went out, she picked up the slack for him.
Also, Tisho, I think that's Tisho over there.
It is.
And looks like Lainey Woods.
Lainey, yep.
For Pisgah.
It appears she was player of the game for Pisgah tonight.
Yep, it does. She has the medal that is typically... Sierra Jackson, player of the game. There we go. Might have been able to hear my mom through the microphone through that one.
And Sierra's not here, so Ann's going to accept her plaque for...
I did see... I wonder if Shelby Glantz is getting it. I did see her
earlier. Yeah, she was here.
Okay. It's Maddie Webb of Pisgah. And Maddie Webb of Pisgah getting it. And she's had a pretty good 4 years for Pisgah. Got her 1,000th point in the previous game against Franklin on Tuesday night.
She's going to Mars Hill, right?
I believe so. Just a fantastic play from her this season. And, of course, if you missed it earlier on, Pisgah was able to upset Smoky Mountain in the finals. And they won that one. I have the score written down somewhere. I'll see if I can't find that for you. It looks like they won
62-59.
62-59 in a close one. Ledford did all she could in that one as well, but not enough to hold off the Bears from Pisgah. When, man, that was just a tough one tonight. I can't believe Stackhouse made that shot. I remember his 3 he took earlier on in the game looked just awful. I mean, he wasn't really anywhere close to hitting the broad side of the barn. Then that one with a hand in his face, it might have honestly been tipped. I'm not sure.
It was a heck of a shot.
It was fantastic.
He did what he needed to do to win the game, and it's just you can't take anything away from the Mountaineers' effort tonight. They gave it all they had.
Yeah, and I will go ahead and tell you that tonight's Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player is going to go to Grayson Perkins, having one of his best nights in quite some time. You can go by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road for all of your winter needs. We're not going to be able to get Perkins up here. They're stuck in some... Yeah.
Well, they had to do the runner-up ceremony, and then they've gone back. They just now got back in the locker room.
Yeah, so they're back in the locker room. We're not going to be able to get him up here for the interview. But do be looking at WPTLradio.net Maybe sometime Saturday, maybe Sunday if we can. We're going to try to get you what the playoff for state playoffs are up there on our website. Of course, you can check them out on MaxPress, but we'd like you to go over to WPTLRadio.net and check them out right there and check out possibly what Tuscola has in store for them. Potentially, these boys might have a home game, first game.
Very possible.
Yeah, the way it was projected, they are an 8 seed, which would give them at least the first round home game. And second round, they'd more than likely be having to play a 1 seed outside unless the 16 seed upset them. But that's how it is looking now for the Mountaineers if they are able to get that 8 seed and able to win that first round game.
I believe that game will be Tuesday.
We'll have more
on that over the weekend.
Yeah, the girls projected at an 11 seed and traveling to Ashboro, south of Ashboro, actually, down there in at Southwest Randolph is where they'd be going. That's the projection right now. It's about a four-hour drive for those girls, so make sure they rest up. And then Pisgah, I think the girls are projected to get a home game for the girls. I think they're like a 5 seed or 6 seed. And the boys are actually projected to have an away game. They're a 9 seed projected.
And the fascinating thing about that, both teams, Pisgah projected to play is West Rowan.
Yep.
So basically Pisgah and Rowan County will have activity buses passing each other on I-40 Tuesday.
They will be definitely passing each other if the projections hold true as to what they have been so far. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight. Mountaineers lose a tough one at a final second shot to Stackhouse. You can see him down there getting hugs from just about every single player. I mean, he deserves it. What a shot from him falling down. The Mountaineers lose 88-86. Charles, you got any final thoughts?
Well, it's been an exciting season for the Mountaineers. It's certainly not over, but we're getting closer to the end, and it's been a heck of a run for these guys. And to go through this conference tournament and get to the finals and lose by two to the number 2 seed in Western North Carolina,
nothing to
look for. Big things. Look for big things for these guys coming up.
Yeah, for sure. And they're a fairly young team. They're full of a bunch of juniors and sophomores. They have 4 seniors on the team. That's something you have to watch out for. But they start a pretty young squad out there. So these Mountaineers will be a pretty good team here the next couple of years. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. Until Tuesday, and whenever we find out the state playoff standings, that's whenever you'll know as well. But until then, folks, with Charles Allison, I'm Ryan Castle. So long, everybody.
Tuscola High School Basketball is a production of Tuscola Mountaineer Sports Radio and WPTL. Brought to you by
Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Crompton's Auto Mart and Service Center, Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and Haywood EMC. Join us on Tuesday for the first round of state playoffs for your Tuscola Mountaineers. So long, everybody.